This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Health experts at the University of Washington have given a grim virus prediction for the rest of the year in the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation is forecasting worsening COVID-19 outbreaks in the Northern Hemisphere and predicting another 1.9 million deaths if governments don't take drastic action. The Institute's Dr. Christopher Murray worries about virus fatigue, reducing social distancing and the wearing of masks, along with the desire to boost the economy. He says most of the world's population lives in the Northern Hemisphere, where respiratory illnesses generally peak in the winter months. The Institute's model predicts this wave will peak in the United States in early December at about 2,900 deaths per day, and globally in mid-December, with 30,000 daily fatalities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization's Director General on Friday warned against vaccine nationalism amid attempts around the world to develop an effective vaccine against the coronavirus. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also made it clear the WHO would not recommend any COVID-19 vaccine before it is proved safe and effective.
They would only be used when they're found to be effective and safe.
Tedros's remarks came as Russia and China have started using their experimental vaccines before long-term studies have been completed. Other countries have also proposed streamlining authorization procedures. A down day on Wall Street before the Labor Day holiday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.